After wishing everyone a Shavua Tov, we're on Daf Mem Dalid Omer Aleph, and we're going to focus on the question of Heter Mitztaref Le'Isur, whether it's limited to Nazir, whether it extends to include Chametz, and whether it applies to Truma as well. And the last thing that we studied here on Mem Dalet Amud Aleph was Abaye, and his proof was to Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi was the one who had said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that we don't apply the principle of Heter Mitztaref Le'Isur to Kol Isurei Torah, we only limit it to the case of Nazir. And Abaye asked him from the case of Mikvah. And in the case of Mikvah, we had a Mishnah in Tful Yom that dealt with the issue of a Tful Yom who came in contact with this Mikvah. The Mikvah itself has a mixture of Truma and Chulin in it. And the Gemara vacillates as to which was the Rov and which was the Mirt. The Daisa itself, the cereal itself, you recall, was, in one particular scenario, was Truma. And that was the main part of this mixture. And then there was shum and shemen, which were spices, and tavlinim that were added as tofel, and they were chulin. And the Mishnah in Tful Yom establishes that if the Tful Yom comes in contact with any part of this mixture, of this mikvah, the entire mikvah becomes posel. Now again, we discussed last time why we use the word posel as opposed to tame, but basically it means that the whole mixture is tame. And then the Mishnah goes on to say that what happens if the opposite is the case, if the scenario is such that the mikvah itself, meaning the daisa itself, is chulin, and the shemen and the shum that are added sort of as add-ons, as tavlin, as spices, they are truma. And there the Mishnah says the law changes. And we have a limitation in which the tful yom is only metame mokom mago bilvat. On this sefer of mokom mago bilvad, which means that since the mikvah is be'ikar daiso, which means it's chulin, and therefore there's no nigreres, in other words, the daiso is not nigreres, is not drawn to the shum and shem because it retains its status as chulin, and there's no psul with regard to chulin, so that when he has a mago with the shum and the shemen, which are truma, only at that point of contact between the tful yom and the shum and the shemen, that's b'makom echad, that's where it becomes possible, b'makom mago. So what was Abai's proof that heter mitztaref le'isur applies even to the case of truma? Abai understood that on a doraisa level, the halacha is that truma, which in this case in the Sefer of the Mishnah was the shemen and the shum, is botel berov. Now we have here a mixture in which the rov is chulin, and the truma, therefore since it's only a mute, is botel. And at this point, Abaye quoted, if you recall, a statement of Rabbi Bar Chana, who explained the Sefer by saying that what was the reason that the Shum and the Shemen of Truma are Batel Berov? Hoil Vizar Loka Leim Bekizayis. Which means that Rabba understood, we have halacha that Truma is only Betelu B'meah, And that means that the ratio between the chulin and the truma has to be 100 to 1. Is that a doraisa halacha? Which means that the Torah was mafkia rov with regard to truma? Or is it a derabbanan halacha? The doraisa, the truma is batal berov. And the requirement of 1 to 100 is only derabbanan. Initially, Abai understood that midaraisa, the halach of rov, should apply to truma as well. And therefore, since the tavlin, I'll use the word tavlin to include the shemen and the shum, is chulin, and it is the miut, therefore it's batal berov. But Rabba turns over the apple cart. He says no, that the requirement of mea, in order to be mevatel the truma chad b'mea, is a doraisa halacha. And the Torah was mafkia, the halach of rov, of bitul berov, with regard to truma. And that's what he means when he says, that was the quote from Rava, hoil vizar loka lam bekizayis, that if a zar, a non-kohen, if he had asra, and he ate one kizayis from this mikvah, from this mixture, he gets malchus for that. Which means that the Shem Truma is chal on the entire mixture. Why? Because the Truma, in this case the Tavlin, is not Batul Berov. And if it's not Batul Berov, then the status of Truma now encompasses the entire mikvah. And what that means is, therefore, says Rabbah, if you eat a kezayis from this mikvah, then you're chayef. Now, wait a minute. I didn't eat a kezayis of truma. The truma was the miut here. But the answer is that once the Torah removes rov and bittel, then what we have here is a shame truma that's chal on the whole mixture. So that even the daisa, even the chulin element in this mixture, is mitztarev to the isur of truma. And that means that the heter now transforms itself to become isur. Otherwise, how do I understand Rabbah? Even if I grant Rabbah's premise that the Torah was mafkia rov in the case of truma, but if I ate a kezayis out of this whole mixture, why should I get malchus? I didn't eat a kezayis of truma. Ella what? The shame truma is chal on the entire mixture, and that's called Heter mitztarif l'iser. That if a person violates this achila by eating that which is a combination of iser of less than a kezayis with heter that's mashalim the kezayis, he's going to get malchus for that. Therefore, Abai proves from this statement of Rabba that the principle of heter mitztarif l'iser, unlike Rav Dimi in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, is not limited to Nazir, but rather it applies to Truma as well. Now, presumably, if it applies to Truma, it should apply to Kol HaTorah, Kol Yisur Shabbat Torah. Why then does Rav Dimi, the name of Rav Yochanan, insist that Hetem and Starf Lisur is a principle that we derive from Nazir and only applies to Nazir? And now we have a counter-argument of Rav Dimi against Abaye, rejecting Abai's proof from Rabbah and reinterpreting Rabbah's statement in a way that we can justify a chiv malchus for eating a kezayis from this mixture, even if I hold that there's no deal of heter mitztarif l'isur. I'm going to reject heter mitztarif l'isur, that applies to Nazir exclusively. And nevertheless, you ate a kezayis from this mikvah, which was made up of rov chulin, and you're chayev. You get malchus for that. How so? And this is where we left it off at the end of last week. My kezayis, which is approximately 15 lines down from the top of Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, and the first word in the line is le'isur. My kezayis. What did Rabbah mean when he said that you get malchus for eating a kezayis from this mixture. The ikar kizayis bichdei achilas pras, u kizayis bichdei achilas pras d'oraisahu. What that means is that no, there's no hetem mitzaref le'iser. His chiyuv malkus for eating a kizayis of truma is because he ate a full kizayis of truma. However, he didn't eat a kizayis, pure kizayis. He ate a kizayis out of a larger mixture. The amount that he ate from this mixture includes within it a kizayis. So in other words, the ratio between the amount of iser that fell into the heter is such that I can guarantee that if he eats a large amount of this mixture, he's going to have eaten a kizayis b'chdei achilas pras. And that's d'oraisa. He's chai for eating the kizayis of isur b'chdei achilas pras without heter mitztarif l'isur. It's not the way Abai understood Rabbah, that he ate a kizayis that was comprised of both Truma and Chulin, and we add the Chulin to supplement the less than the Kizayis worth of Truma that he ate. No, that's not what Rabbah had in mind. Rav Dibi insists that Rabbah had in mind where he ate a Kizayis, and despite the fact that he ate a Kizayis together in a mixture with Heter, with Chulin, if he ate it in what's called Kizayis B'Techius Pras, then he's Chayav Malkus. And now what we want to try to figure out is, what is Kizayis B'chdei Achilas Pras? There are two approaches to what Kizayis B'chdei Achilas Pras means. And again, we're talking about a mixture of which Rov is Heter, right? Rov is Chulin, but he's Chayav Malkus because he ate a Kizayis B'chdei Achilas Pras. Okay. We'll start with Rashi Shita in Kizayis B'chdei Achilas Pras. Although, I have to tell you up front that there's a machlok sachronim how to interpret Rashi. But let's take it step by step. According to a whole list of achronim, including the Michas Baruch, the Chazon Ish, the Chavos Yoyer, what is Kizayis B'chdei Achilas Pras? We're going to insist on two interpretations, and then we're going to pin down Rashi to one of them. One interpretation is that Kizayis B'chdei Achilas Pras is a shear of Zman. What do I mean by a shear of Zman? The clock starts ticking when he begins the Achila and ends when he completes the Achila. How much time did it take for him to complete the Achila from beginning to end? And the answer is that that's the amount of time it would take to eat a pras. Now we have to ask ourselves two questions. What is a pras, and how much time does it take to eat a pras? He says that, just one second, a pras, he says, is miloshon pores. Pores means you slice it. So a pras is a half. And what is this half? Half of what? And for this, we need a sugya in Masechta Erevin, of all places, that deals with the shear of mazon shtei sudos for an eruv. So let's get back to that in a minute. Let's just mention a second approach to kizayis b'chtei achilas pras. It's not referring to a shear of zman, but rather to the concentration of Isur inside the heter. How much Isur was there in this mixture, vis-a-vis the heter? Now, in the first approach, that we interpret Rashi as Kizayis v'chei apius pras is a shear of zman, we have a whole bunch of different shitos. How long does it take actually to eat this kizayis v'chei apius pras? According to one interpretation of Rashi, it's 9 minutes. The most minimal shita is 1 minute. And the Chasam Sofer says that we have a Kabbalah from the Rav Balatanya that it's 8 minutes. But again, between 1 and 8 and 9, we have a bunch of other shitas as well. Some say 4 minutes. And the Minchas Chinuch denies the whole story. He says, Ein klal shir katzuv l'achilas pras. You cannot set up the shir of achilas pras in minutes as an absolute, but rather it's relative to macholim anecholim. It depends what you're talking about. She'ein kol macholim anecholim b'shiyus man shove, yesh anecholim b'zman katzar, v'yesh anecholim b'zman rav. U'memela, ein kidei achilas pras shove, mishtana b'chol machol l'fishir achiloso, but we require an adam beinani. This is really, this Minchas Chinuch is why the shear of Kizayis Achilas Pras is so complicated. He says, for example, in Minchas Chinuch, that since it changes from each machal to another based on an Adam Beinoni, how long it would take a regular average person to eat that particular machal, he says, Yesh kama macholim shel kamu shel arba o shlosha beitzim be'achila beinonis. So again, he comes up with a whole bunch of different possibilities of how long it would take an adam beinonis to eat a pras. Again, we haven't yet discussed the various shitas about how much a pras is. That's a different complication. Now, pras, as we said, is miloshon prusa, and it's a chatzi kikar, sheshir bo le'inyan erevin. So a kikar equals mazon shtei sudos, which is the minimum amount that you need for an erev tchumen, erev chatzeres, whatever erev you're talking about. And how much is a mazon shtei sudos, such that now we know what a kikar is, and then we know what a pras is, which is a half a kikar. So here we have a gigantic machlokas tanoin in the Masechta Erevin. According to one daya, which I don't know who it is right now, an anonymous day, it's Shmona Beitzim. A kikar is 8 Beitzim, which would mean a pras is 4 Beitzim. Rabbi Shimon holds that a pras, or a kikar, is 6 Beitzim, which means that a pras is 3 Beitzim. So right now, up front, we have 4 beitzim as a pras or 3 beitzim as a pras. Now, the Gemara in Erevin establishes that although Erevin in general is the Rabbanon, with the exception maybe of Rabbi Akiva, but there is a halach of achilas pras d'oraisa, and that's called a nichnas lebeis hamenuga. So we have a house that was tamei tumas negoim. When a man goes in, he immediately contracts tuma. But as far as the begadim that he wears on his beged, it all depends whether he remains in the beis hamenuga for a shear of kedei achilas pras. So again, hanichnas beis hamenuga miyad nitma, shenemar vabal abayis yitma. However, as far as his godim is concerned, they don't become tome elim kein shabo shir achilas pras. Shenemar vehaochel bebayis yichabes es begodim vevayikra yudalit. In the parsha of Tumas Negoim, when does the Torah say Yechabes is begadim, which means his begadim contracted tumah? That's only ha'ochel. So what's ha'ochel? Ha'ochel is telling you a shear of zman of kedei achilas pras. How long it would take you to eat a half of a kikar of pas. Ein begadim nitmoim elim shah bebayis shear achilas pras. Okay. Now Rashi in Masechta Erevin says that this halach of a shear of achilas pras is not just regarding a beis hamenuga, as far as tumas begadim is concerned, which is certainly a doraisa halacha, but Rashi says that on a doraisa level, that shear of kedei achilas pras is relevant to other dinim. Forget about Erevin for a moment. Kigon, Rashi says, Sirif achila, im achal dovar asur, kama pa'omim, kigon kizayis chelev o kizayis dam, or Rashi says, the shir of koseves biyom hakipurim, im achal v'chazavi achal, if he began his achil of Isur, and he didn't eat a kezayis yet, or a koseves on Yom HaKippurim, and then he continues to eat, ad shehishlim shir ha'asur, mitchilas achiloso v'yad sofa lo hoy yoser, mishir hazman sheroy l'achilas pras, bi'odam beinanis. So if he began his achil of Isur, and he completed his achilah of Isur for the shear of Kezias within a time period that it would take to eat a pras, then ha'achilos mitztarfos l'chayev aleihem ki'ilu ochlam bivasachas. Rashi says the following. If a period of time passed between the beginning of his achilah, we're talking about Isur, and the end of his achila of kizayis lechilas pras. So when he completed his kizayis, it was already li'achar kedei achilas pras. Then it's like he ate a half his eyes today, and he ate a half his eyes tomorrow. He's not chay. But if the second achila was within kizayis b'chei achilas pras of the first achila, then the principle is achilos mitztarfos, and he's chayev. That's the implication of Rashi in Masechta Erevin. Then, the Magen Avraham writes in Hilchas Matzah that the same halach applies in mitzvahs. Which means, he started his achilas matzah at time T1, completed his kezayis achilas matzah at time T2, The difference between T1 and T2 is less than within the period of Kizayis V'Kleachil's Pras, which might mean the time in order Beit Anis would eat 4 Beitzim or 3 Beitzim, etc. Im Shah Yosef Mishir Zeh Ein HaChilos Mitztarfos Vareze Ka'ochel Chatzi Zayis Hayom V'Chatzi Zayis L'Mochor. So again, if it's a maximum, we'll call it 9 minutes. If it's a minimum, it's as little as 1 minute. And we have this Kabbalah, says Luchsam Sofer, in the name of the Baal HaTanya, that it's 8 minutes. Now, I'm not sure which shita we're paskining like. Are we saying that a kikar, a pras, is 8 beitzim? And therefore, if a kikar is 8 beitzim, then a pras is 4 beitzim? Are we going according to the shita of Rav Shimon? And we're paskining that the shear of a kikar, a full kikar, would be 6 beitzim, and therefore pras would be only 3 beitzim. I don't know. It doesn't seem, to me at least at this point, that the difference between these shitos should justify a difference between 1 minute and 9 minutes. In other words, simply because you added 1 beitza and you went from 3 beitzim to 4 beitzim, it should jump from 1 minute to 9 minutes. I know that doesn't seem logical to me, but that's what I have right now. So again, this whole discussion is about a shir zman, and the clincher of this whole discussion is that there is no absolute shir zman, that's the Michas Chinuch, and every food changes. We always have to decide based on an adam beinus. Now, when we get back to the mikvah, which has a miut of tavlin, which are truma, with a rov of chulin, that's the daisa element, do we have kizayis b'chdeachiyus pras or not? Rashi indicates that Abai thought that minastam, a mikvah does not have kizayis b'treachilus pras. He added some oil, he added some garlic, and they were truma, but they were only added as a tavlin to the daisa. Probably there's no kizayis b'treachilus pras over here. And therefore, Abai came to the conclusion that if Rabba was machayev you malchus for eating the mikvah, simply because the truma is not bota el barov, then it must be that he's predicated on the principle of heter mitztarif le'isa. Comes along Rav Dimi, and he says, no, the mikvah that we're talking about in Masechta Tevil Yom is a mikvah that has shum and shemen of a kezayis worth, and he ate it kidei achilas pras. Now, again, there's so many aspects to this sugya because we're not sure, and this is a gigantic machlokas rishonim, whether or not the shum and the shemen, which is truma, which are truma, are nikarim or not nikarim. And in fact, Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion, we mentioned this I think last week, that the shum and shemen are nikarim. And if that be the case, it makes sense that we could give him malchus if we know where the shum and the shemen is, and we can measure that truma as a kezayis, and then measure the daisa, and come to the conclusion that he ate a kezayis b'chdeachilus pras of truma. If it's enam nikarim, those who disagree with Rabbeinu Tam, this sugya becomes quite difficult because we don't know how does Rav Dimi assume that he ate a kezayis b'chdeachilus pras. We're going to give malchus for that when we don't even have nikarim over here. Where's the shemen and where's the shuma? Where's the truma in this mixture? So he writes here in a note that Lepirish Rabbeinu Tam, Shashum Vashem Nikarim, Miyushov, we can now begin to understand Sheyesh Ba Mikvah Kizayis B'Chtei Achilas Pras. And that's called Nikarim. But Enochinami, if it would be Ma'urav, according to Rabbeinu, in such a way that it's not Nikarim, then we don't have here an assumption, a premise of Kizayis B'Chtei Achilas Pras. Okay. Now, I'm going to read to you this paragraph. Hine bedin kizayis b'chtei achilas pras b'tarovas nechleku rishonim. Im hu toli b'shir zman shel achilas pras, so that what we discussed earlier, the 1 minute, the 9 minutes, how many beitzim makes up a pras, how many beitzim would make up a full kikar, which we split in half, how long does it take to eat, and are we mitzarif the achila that he started with the achila that he completed with, was it within that time period, the shir zman of kedei achilas pras? Is that's the shir of tziruf of achila with regard to an achila to begin and end the achila and then integrate the beginning with the end? That's called kizayis b'chtei achilas pras. Hainu. And now I think, if I'm not mistaken, he's applying it to our case of a mikvah, the way Rav Dimi interprets mikvah. Shetzarech shehebet harovas mea isur ad shebizman haroi lachilas pras yochel kezayis mina isur. Okay, I'm going to try to see if we can figure this out. Lefi ze im yochal min haketaroves harbe bevas achas. So he's eating at an accelerated speed. Ad sheyehebe achiloso kizayis min haisur bishir zman shel achilas pras. Within that 9 minutes, we'll go with that sheet for a moment, he's able to eat a full kizayis' worth of truma. Hareu loke. Afal gavda kizayis ma'urov, even though the mixture here. So, again, what it means is the following, if I understand correctly. If, one second. If he would eat this mikvah slowly, then since the kizayis of truma, of the tavlin, is mixed in a very large amount of daisa, he would not be chayv malchus. Why? Because I look at my clock, and I see it took him 10 minutes till he ate the kizayis' worth. He was eating at a slow rate. But if he speeds up his achila, such that within 9 minutes, again, let's go with Rabbeinu Tam for the time being, that the shum and the shemen is nikar. So we can determine that he ate a kizayis' worth of shum the shemen within 9 minutes, if I use that shear. And therefore, he's chayav malchus, because he ate a kizayis within the time of achilas pras. Again, if he only had the shemen and the shum in front of him, and it wasn't mixed up in the mikvah, then there's no doubt that he ate a kizayis. And within achilas pras. But since there's a mixture of chulin because of the daisa, then who says that he's going to eat a kizayis' worth of achilas pras? I mean, within achilas pras. And in fact, if he wouldn't have sped up his achila, he would not have eaten a kizayis b'chtei achilas pras. So that the end of the kizayis, completing the shir for chiv truma, achilas trumanzar, would be out of the framework of kedei achilas pras, as if he ate that last bit of truma tomorrow. And therefore he would not be chayv. But he ate it at a quick pace. Is Yochal Minatarovas Harbe Bivas Achas Achiesh Bachilas Kizayas Kishir Shalazman Shalachilas Pras Hareu Loke. Even though, again, the Kizayas is mixed up in a larger volume, that volume of Truma, I'm sorry, of Chulin, is a large volume of Chulin. It could be much more than a pras, more than a kikar, who knows what. And had he eaten at such and such a pace, until he finished the kizayis of Truma, it would have been beyond Achilas pras. But as we said before, he ate very quickly. Now we get to the second approach, the second definition of kizayis b'chdei Achilas pras. And Rabosa, I'm going very slowly here because we can fly through this daf. The actual reading of the Gemara goes quite quickly, you know, on a superficial level. But I want to take the time to see if we can set up some basics. Oh, shehu, meaning kizayis l'cheilas pras, shir le'inyan bitul ha'isur b'tarovis. In other words, we're now talking about the ratio between the volume of Isur, in this case Truma, and the volume of Heter, in this case Chulin. We're talking about the mixture. We're not talking about how long it takes him on the clock to start his Achil of Kizayis and to complete it. Im yesh bechol pras min atarovas, let's say you would take a pras's worth of this mixture. And we said that a pras would be 8 beitzim or 6 beitzim. It's a certain volume, correct? Within each pras, if you divide it up, let's say you had 24 beitzim's worth in the entire tarogus, and you split it up into three parts, such that each section had 8 beitzim's worth. Ubechol pras min atarovas yesh kizayis min ha'isur. So you've got a kizayis within each 8 beitzim's worth, which would mean, let's say, if we had our model of 24 beitzim, you had 3 kizayisim, so that every 8 beitzim's worth of tarovas has within it a full kizayis of Isur. Is eno batel. The Isur remains Isur, and you have a kizayis Isur within 8 beitzim. Imagine, Rabosai, we're now saying that the halach of kizayis b'chdei achilas pras is halach in hilchas bittel. To what extent does the kizayis of Isur retain its identity? Im yesh pachos mikizayis, if within a pras's worth of mixture you have less than a kizayis, which would mean that if the entire tarobes is lamazog in 24 beitzim, you only have, let's say, 2 zaysim of Iser in the 24 beitzim. So that now when I cut up the 24 beitzim into pras times 3, right? One pras, another pras, another pras. If my share of a pras is 8 beitzim, I will not find a kizayis' worth of Iser in that pras. It's butter. Ulefizeh, im hoya kizayis min ha'isa me'urav, biyosim ishir pras. So he has one kizayis mixed in 10 beitzim of heter, which is more than the shear of a pras. Eino chayev al achilosa. He will not be chayev for eating. Let him eat the whole 10 beitzim, the whole mixture. And he had a kizayis in that mixture. He's not chayev. Why? Because there's no kizayis within a pras's worth. Because you have one pras that fell into nine beitzim. One kezayis, I meant to say, that fell into a volume of nine beitzim. V'afim ochal min atarovis harbe bevas achas at sheyeh bachiloso yoser mikezayis. We know that he ate more than a kezayis. B'shir's man shal achilus pras. And he speeds it up so that kezayis that he ate within 9 minutes. Let's call it 8.5 minutes. He's still not chayav. Why? Because since the concentration of Iser in the heter was less than a kezayis to a pras, it's butter. Now Rashi writes, Sheyesh ba mikveh shum v'shemen shel truma, kishir haroy litztarif l'kizayis b'achilas pras. He says that the language of Rashi indicates, again, this is a very long Rashi here, but anyway, we'll see if we can pin it in on Rashi, but he says that the language of Rashi indicates sheyesh b'mikveh shum v'shemen shel truma b'shiur haroi litztarif l'kezayis b'achilas pras, within an achilas pras. Nira l'chora, from language of Rashi, would seem kehatzad hasheni hanal. Rashi's not talking about a shir of zman. Shushir linyan bitul ha'isa v'tarovis. That the question is the iser batul in the tarovis? And the answer is, since there's a concentration of iser, of a kezayis of iser, within a pras, therefore, there's no bitul, and he'll be chayav. Had he eaten the same exact kezayis in a mixture of a ratio of kezayis to a pras of lamazugin, 8 beitzim or more, then in such a case, he would not be chayv. Even though he ate the kezayis, and he ate it within a shir zman of kizdei achilas pras. Because since the shir of kezayis in this case is less than achilas pras in the ratio of the kezayis to the heter, therefore, it's batel, and he's not chayav. Now, the Minchas Baruch, who's one of the Gedolei Achronim, I forget right now what his name is, I could look it up, he reinterprets Rashi, and he says that Rashi is kehatzad harishon anal, shushir zman ba'achila. V'lo niskamein Rashi lomar shim hoya hakzayis mu'ura b'yosa mishir kedei kedei pras mea mikveh lo yilke afilu im miher vachi los of ochel kezayis truma b'shir zman shel kedei achilas pras ele shediber b'derech achila stam b'nei odom. Okay, so he wants to reinterpret Rashi. You see, the Minchas Baruch, I think, is bothered, if I understand correctly, conceptually, how could it be that you ate a kezayis of Iser within the shear of kedei achilas pras and you're not chayav? I mean, again, we have various klolim of bittul, but we're assuming now that according to Rabbah, the truma is not batul b'rov. I mean, otherwise the whole sugya makes no sense. So it obviously Rabbah, the way Rav Dimi is interpreting him, holds that there is no bittul here. And again, bittul depends on, let's say, mea and so forth and so on, right? So, in Hilchus bittul, we're not going to say that bittul depends upon the ratio between the heter and the iser, the truma and the chulin, and then tell me, well, he ate a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras of truma, and it's royal at tziruf, etc., etc., within 9 minutes, and he's not going to get malchus for that. Why? Because the volume of truma of chulin was that great. you know, vis-a-vis the chulin, that therefore, vis-a-vis the truma, and therefore the truma is bought. Doesn't seem like Rashi is operating here with this new shear of bittel, which is called kizayis b'chachil's pras. Meaning, if it's the kizayis in more than kedachilus pras of chulin of heter, then there is bittel. What do you mean there is bittel? Where does bittel come from? And we're talking about bittel b'rov, bittel b'meya, but now you have a new shear of bittel, and it's almost unthinkable. The man eats a kizayis truma in 9 minutes, in 8.5 minutes, and he's potter because this new din of bittel. How could that be? So that's what we have here so far. Let's go on in the Gemara. And Abaye now at this point is going to say, I don't begin to understand Rav Dimi. He says, Kizayis b'chdei achilus prasto oraisa hi? Are you telling me that this halach of kizayis b'chdei achilus pras, again with our two definitions, is it doraisa? And now Abaye is going to prove from a discussion about truma, or first kutach habavli and then truma, that it can't be that kizayis b'chdei achilus pras is doraisa. Now, in the note, he makes a big deal about Rashi, because Rashi says that Doraisa here in this context means halacha l'moshe mishinai. We have a rule, a principle, that shiurim are halacha l'moshe mishinai. So the Gemara now is questioning whether or not the shiur of kizayis b'chdei achilus pras is in fact, or Abaye's questioning, is in fact a halacha l'moshe mishinai. And here he quotes a Tosus in Nazir. Tosus says in Nazir that Davar Baruhu, there's no question about it, Shekol ha'ochle mitztarfin kidei achilus pras min ha'Torah. And he proves from a Gemara in Krisus that the halacha in ochlin of tzir of kidei achilus pras is doraisa. Shehi alocha l'moshe misina. So what was Abai's question? Abai sha'al, ha'im gam kisha'isir ma'urav beheter, v'yochel mimenu kizayis b'cheles pras, mitztarif ha'isir v'uchayev olav. So in other words, if a person starts his achilas isir at time T1, completes his Achilles Isra time T2, and the lapse is less than Achilles Pras, and therefore he's Chayav, that din of Tzir of Kedei Achilles Pras is certainly Dorais. It's certainly Halacha L'moshe Misina. Abaye never questioned it. What Abaye was questioning is, what about a case where we have a Tarovos of Heter and Isur, and we can guarantee that he ate a kizayis of Isur within the time period of kidei achilus pras, or if you go with the other approach, within the volume of and the ratio of the volume of kidei achilus pras? How do we know that you could be mitzarev when it's a mixture? If he's eating pure Isur, sure there's a tziruf of kidei achilus pras d'orais, and that's halacha l'moshe misina. But here you have it in a tarobus. Amalei, Rav Dimi responds, in. My opinion is that you get Malkus, Doraisa, for Achilles Pras. So the Gemara says, Abaye asks me, Hachi, Amai Pligi Rabbonon, Alei Rabbi Eliezer, Bekutach HaBavli. Now the premise is that we have in a mixture called Kutach HaBavli a kizayis of chametz b'chdei achilas pras, which by the way makes a lot more sense if we're learning halachas in Tarovis. that the way that they made Kutach HaBavli was they added a significant amount of bread to this mixture with the Milky Way or the yogurt, whatever you call it. And we have machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim whether he gets malchus for eating Kutach HaBavli. Why would the Rabbanim deny that he gets malchus for Kutach HaBavli if we assume that there's a significant amount of chametz that's mixed into the Kutach HaBavli, such that it has kizayis mechlei achilas pras? Alternatively, let's assume that he gobbled up the Kutach HaBavli within a short amount of time, and we know that he certainly ate a kezais of chametz b'chdei achilas pras. Why would the Rabbanan say nachayv? You're telling me that kezais b'chdei achilas pras is aloch l'moshe m'sinai. There's no way that the Chachamim could sideswipe aloch l'moshe m'sinai. So this is Abaye's attack against Rav Dimi. You, Rav Dimi, are claiming that Kizayis B'Techachilis Pras is Doraisa. And I'm going to assume that in the case of Kutach HaBavli, you have a Kizayis B'Techachilis Pras. And Afal Pichen, the Rabbanan say, you're not Chayev. How can you not be Chayev? It's a Kizayis B'Techachilis Pras, which is Doraisa. Elamai. So the only answer we could say here, just one second, let's just get the calculation again. We're talking now about Abai's Kasha, that if Kizayis Klechis Pras is Doraisa, how do the Rabbanon allow you to eat Kutach HaBavli on a Doraisa level, I mean? Says Rav Dimi, Elamai, how are we going to understand? We're going back to Rabba, who says that Yechayv Malkis for eating the mikvah. It must be Mishum Dehetim Itztarfli Isur. That's what you, Abaye, are telling me. You're trying to lead me to the conclusion that Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, when he says Yechayv Malkis for Achila Min HaMikvah, it must be because of Hetim Itztarfli Isur. And therefore, if he ate only a kezias, he's going to get malchus. So from this whole mikvah, he ate one kezias, he's going to get malchus. Is so, from my plea, Rabbanu Leid Rabbi Lezer b'Kutach HaBavli. I now have the question, how could the Rabbanu say you're part of eating Kutach HaBavli? According to you, Abaye, hetem itztarif le'isur. Ella, but you, Abaye, are going to have to drop the ball here. Drop your case on Kutach HaBavli. You can't base yourself on Kutach HaBavli. Ella hanach le'kutach HaBavli, the less bake his eyes b'chilus pras. Not the way you understood it, that you add the yogurt as a secondary. No. You add the bread as a secondary. It's primarily a yogurt. It's a dip. And therefore, ibeene dekasaref ikaachale, if he would eat this whole Kutach HaBavli in one gulp, not as a dip, then we would say that if he ate a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, he'd be chayev. But most people would not eat the dip. You know, it's too sour to eat the dip. Is butla daitetz al kolana? We're not going to consider his achila as achila chashuva that generates a chiyuv, since nobody would eat the Kutach HaBavli whole, you know, swallow it down. If he dips it, which is what people do, you dip something in the Kutach HaBavli, is less bake his eyes with the achilas pras. He will not be able to eat a full kezias worth within a kezias b'chdei achilas pras. You know, he's going to have to dip and dip and dip. So be'achilas kutach b'derech tibul i'efshal lechol mimenu b'zman shehias achilas pras elam mi'at. Right, within the 9 minutes, he's going to eat a very small amount of chametz. Kigon kishnei zesim o arba ubi arba kizesim shel kutach ein kizayis chametz. In other words, even if we assume he adds 2 zesims worth of bread into this mixture, but he will not be able to eat in a ratio of the kutach part, meaning the milk part of it. So within a pras, he will not be able to eat a kezias, because again, the bread is spread out amongst this larger amount of kutach. And therefore, the Rabbanon are of the opinion that you're not chayev for kutach habavli. I just want to read to you this note here. He says, "Sarch biur minayin labai sheyesh bekutach kezayis bechteachilus pras." What led Abai to the conclusion up front, which he doesn't prove, that in this mixture of kutach with chametz and the rest of the kutach, there is a kezayis bechteachilus pras. He says, "Af sheyesh lomar shahay yedua lo kachu." He knew what kutach habavli looked like. Lo mistabra lo makay yesh lomar sheposhut. She'ein hetem it's tarif le'isur, ela imkein yesh mina isur kizayis b'teachilus pras. That the premise of hetem it's tarif le'isur is that you have a kizayis b'teachilus pras. She'svar gedolahi she'ein lahachbir behetem it's tarif le'isur yoser mi'im hoya ochel es kol ha'tarobes. If he would eat the whole tarobes, he'd be chayev. It must be because it's a kezayis b'teachilus pras. So hetem and tarif le'isur can only operate when he has a kezayis b'teachilus pras. Now he says, af shechachomim eino marvim taruvas chometz mikol. We discussed the fact that chachom disagree with Rabbi Eliezer. They don't have the drosh of kol for taruvas chometz mikol makom yilke al achilas kutach mishum shalchon kezayis chometz b'teachilus pras. Madua patru oso chachomim. V'chein kasha, gam mishara tarova shenizkru b'mishnasenu, shechamodi chometz adomi, zesum hamitzri shekol elu pachu chachomim. V'yesh lahakshos madu ein lokan aleh mishum sheochlim bohem kizayis chometz b'chdeachilus pras. And this was the Gemara's kash. Now Tosis divrei maskil ella. He takes out the gears of sof sof amai pligi rabbonon. She'im im gam labaye koshim adu anechku rabbonon al rabbi lezbe kutach im kein hecha yesov rabaye lochiach lahakshos al ravdimi mi brisa zu. So Tosa says, lakach lo kosha labaye. He doesn't have the gears of sof sof, which implies that even according to Abaye it's difficult. She called him rabaye shebechol atar kulo. Hetem itztarif le'isur heim lefi shitas Rabbi Akiva hasover shami mishras ha'omer legabi nozir melamdim is shehetem itztarif le'isur v'sover abai shami menu lemedim lechol ha'torah kula sheheter mitztarif le'isur avol rabbanan acholkim Rabbi Akiva sover shami mishras nitzrach le'limud shetam ki ikar. Ain, which is a sugi we'll do mitzvah tomorrow. Ain hetem itzarif le'isur b'shum makom. V'lachein nechleku al Rabbi Eliezer upotru es ha'ochel kutach. Okay then, so mitzvah Hashem, let's make a note of where we got up to. We want to discuss tomorrow the sugi of truma, and that starts with esvei, and Imritz Hashem will continue with this sugya. And let's keep in mind, you know, that we don't forget the sequence of the Makshan and the Taritzin here, that Abaye is about to ask a kasha Rav Dimi, because Rav Dimi holds the Kizayis B'Techiyus Pras is Doraisa, and Abaye is going to object, because if you're going to hold Kizayis B'Techiyus Pras is Doraisa, then the entire halach of Tliya which is formulated by the Braisa that we're going to learn about Kupos of Chulin and Kupos of Truma, that can only be the Rabbanan Tliya, because maybe, you know, it was the Truma that fell into the Chulin, and if he ate Kezayis Pechilis Pras, he should be Chayim. So that's going to be Abai's proof against Rav Dimi, who held, Rav Dimi the latter, who held that Kezayis Pechilis Pras is Do'o Rice.